James is not teaching anything new when he says that God blesses the humble. That's a message that flows throughout all of Scripture. For though the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly. But the haughty he knows from afar. Psalm 138, verse 6. For thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy, I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. Isaiah 57, verse 15. Welcome to Life Words, day by day. James chapter 4, verse 6 says, he gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God does not bless the proud. He blesses the one who comes admitting his own need. He blesses the humble. And God gives us the greatest illustration of that in his Son. There is much humility in being born in Bethlehem. There is much humility for a king to be born to the peasant class. There's much humility being born in the company of cows and sheep and pigs. There's much humility in God the Son taking on flesh and becoming a servant and obedient to his Father's will and plan. If we each elevate ourselves within our own minds and demand our own sinful pleasures and lusts, then we become like little gods, each wanting to be worshipped, and we're detracting from the humility of the manger and the glory of the cross. But he gives grace to those who humble themselves. What does that old hymn say? His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. He gives grace to the humble. When you pray today, please remember Doug and Diane Lee, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Dongmei Life Word broadcast heard in Ghana.